Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 39th Sutra, Chapter 2. Aparigraha sthairye janma kathanta sambodha. One who perseveres on the path of non-covetousness gains deep understanding of the meaning of life. The final and the fifth of the yam, aparigraha, non-possessiveness, non-hoarding and non-acceptance of gifts, helps the sadhak realize the true meaning of one's life, and all life unfolds before one. Possessiveness and hoarding gets its power from fear of insecurity and ties us down. Acceptance of gifts also weighs us down with the burden of obligation. So what this yam enables us with is to break free from whatever is tying us down, to let go of our attachments to who we think we are, even to the extent of letting go of our own sense of self, in order to spread our wings and become who we truly are. The more one owns, the more one needs to protect it. Accepting more than is necessary and acquiring more and more goods, knowledge, relationships, and mystical states clutters the mind and keeps it from grasping the source of oneself and the motivations and reasons for our life. When the mind no longer worries about acquiring or keeping material things, when awareness is not dissipated externally, it can be channelized internally into one's chit. Then we understand where we come from, where we are, and where we are going. We discover the meaning of existence, which can give us liberty and the knowledge of our destiny. Aparigraha is the subtlest aspect of yam and difficult to master. Yet, repeated attempts must be made to gain pure knowledge of who I am and what I am meant for. This discriminative thinking helps one to plan one's future lives from this present life. This is what Patanjali intends when he says that the pattern of future lives unfolds to an aparigrahin. On perfecting the yam of aparigraha, the knowledge of the circumstances of the yogi's present birth, as well as of previous and future births, janma kathanta is automatically revealed if the yogi desires it. The yogi knows exactly who he or she was in a previous birth, what sort of a person, in what sort of circumstance. The connection between cause and effect is hereby revealed. The yogi is able to perceive precisely how the present birth is the consequence of previous activities and how present activities will fructify in the future to even the extent of a specific future birth. Such is the power of clairvoyance that accrues to the one firmly established in aparigraha.